Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, answer me this. It's a grand thrill, isn't it, to hear the family say, "Gee, Mom, this beef is sure good." Well, that's what you'll hear when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. Yes, Kroger quality beef is a wonderful treat for those wonderful people who come home to you each night, your family. Just think how their faces will light up when the aroma of superbly cooked beef greets them as they step into the house. And then just wait until they see the dining room table with a juicy Kroger quality beef steak or a crusty brown beef roast awaiting their pleasure. And say, you'll get a lot of pleasure from the buying of Kroger quality beef because it's so economical. That's right. It's a mighty thrifty buy. And don't forget, when you buy nutritious and wholesome Kroger quality beef, you're getting beef that's carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's waiting for you at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. With Penny Gibbs just about to arrive at the important part of her job with Mrs. Carlton, Professor Rogers has taken steps to have Penny followed for her own protection. Penny doesn't know this, however, and feels that she can speak freely when she says to young Nora Williams...
Nora?
Yes, Miss Gibbs?
Listen, dear, I'll be out of town for a day or two, but I think you'll be able to get along without me, won't you?
Oh, crickets, yes, Miss Gibbs. Well, where are you going?
I'm going to New York.
Oh, how super.
No, Nora. It's not a pleasure trip, dear. It's just business.
Oh, but I'd be glad to go to New York City for just any reason.
Well, I tell you what.
What?
Someday you and I'll go there together for a real holiday.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. Do you mean that?
You bet I do.
Oh.
We'll have a good time, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of places you'll like.
Oh, I'd love just anything in New York. Even going to just a hot dog stand.
No. I think that'll be easy to manage. Seems to me there's a hot dog stand on almost every corner in New York.
Oh, golly, it must be just like going to a carnival.
Oh, you bet it is like a carnival, Nora. Mm. It's a carnival of things and people. Mm. You know, I don't suppose there's any place in the world quite like it. It's kind of a city that in itself is a little bit of everything and everyone in the world.
Oh.
Its avenues are panoramas of the places and peoples of the world. And you know what? You can walk into certain sections and for blocks feel that you're in a faraway place.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs, I just have to go there someday. You know, it must be like going on an adventure, only without the scary part of going too far away from home.
Yeah, it is, Nora. New York City is an adventure. And an adventure that you'll have someday, too.
Oh.
Now, look, dear, if I'm gone for more than a day or two, you're sure you'll be all right?
Oh, yes, I'm sure of it, Miss Gibbs. If I need anything, Freddie will get it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can't, somebody else will. I won't even have to go out of the house.
Well, I'll phone you if I have a chance to.
Oh, you needn't bother, Miss Gibbs. Everything will be all right. Are you going to New York City on business for Mrs. Carlton?
Yes, Nora. I'm going to New York City on business for Mrs. Carlton. But if anyone asks you about it, you don't know why I'm going or where I'm going. You promise?
Oh, golly, Miss Gibbs, you ought to know I wouldn't tell anybody anything that I thought would hurt you.
Nora.
Yes?
You're beginning to understand the reason for all this secrecy now, aren't you?
Yes, Miss Gibbs. I think I've understood it for a long time.
I'm sure you have, Nora. In fact, I think almost everyone understands, or at least is trying to understand how things are. And I think I'm going to be let alone to do my job without any interference.
If that's the way you want it and the way it's supposed to be, I'm sure nobody wants it any other way.
I'm sure of it, too, Nora. It'd be just awful if anyone did start to pry into this matter and found out anything. But let's not worry about that. No one I know is prying. So I'm quite sure I'm safe in going ahead with the business.
Come in. Hello, Johnny.
Oh, hiya, Professor.
Busy?
Well, no. Just about to close up the office for the day.
Come on in.
Thanks. Closing up, huh?
Well, I'll walk down the street to your car.
Oh, okay, just a minute. I'll get these papers put away. Anything new?
Yeah, but you're not going to like it.
Oh, why not?
It's bad news.
You mean the news from the Federal Bureau?
Uh-huh.
Well, what's bad about it?
Well, there's no news.
Uh-oh. They didn't have a thing on Carrie Carlton, huh?
Nope.
Well, where does that leave us?
Oh, right back where we were in the beginning. Knowing no more than we knew in the beginning, either about Carrie Carlton or what Miss Gibbs is doing for her.
What are we going to do, give up?
Oh, no, no, Johnny. We don't stop after one try. Well, that is, unless you feel the news about Mrs. Carlton throws out our suspicions.
Well, what does it mean to you when the Federal Bureau can't tell us anything about it?
Oh, well, it means to me that she's probably never done anything wrong or been in contact with anyone who ever has done anything wrong.
Or she's never been caught doing anything wrong.
There's a slight possibility of that, too, but it's very slight.
Huh?
The Bureau has some knowledge of almost everyone with any kind of shady history. No, I'm willing to venture that Mrs. Carlton is beyond reproach.
Well, if you say so.
The Bureau says so.
Well, what do we do now?
You finished putting away those papers?
No, these and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
There. Now to close the drawer and lock it up. Another day at the office is closed, too. Shall we go?
Uh-huh.
Well, what do we do, Stuart?
Oh, maybe let matters stand as they are for a day or two and sort of keep half an eye on Miss Gibbs.
And then what?
Well, if her actions seem to warrant it, I'll get in touch with the Bureau again, and as we suggested the other day, we'll have her followed.
Well, that certainly should keep her out of danger, shouldn't it?
Oh, but definitely. You imagine Miss Gibbs, an amateur at what she's doing, trying to shake off a detective trained in shadowing people?
I guess we can let her go ahead with things and stop worrying about her, can't we?
I think so, but if you'll forgive the horrible thought, Miss Gibbs might have beginner's luck.
Horrible thought is right. Just like her to do the practically impossible. Say, look, Stuart, let's go over and have one more talk with her, huh?
Oh, I'd like to, Johnny, but I can't. There's an important faculty meeting at the university, and I have to be there.
Oh. Well, then, I'll go over and see her, huh?
Oh, good, good. And if you get a chance, talk to Nora Williams. She may be a lot of use to us.
Yeah, she might be at that. Poor kid, I feel sorry for her.
For Nora Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, you know what a spot she must be in. Penny's probably made a promise not to tell anyone anything, and you and I are going to make a promise to tell everything. How can a poor kid know where to place her loyalty? I know I wouldn't know if I were in her place.
Nora, that's the doorbell. Will you get it?
Oh, yes, Miss Gibbs. Coming.
Hi, Nora.
Oh, Mr. Keith, come in.
Not calling at the wrong time, am I?
Oh, no, no.
It's
Mr. Keith, Miss Gibbs.
Are you busy, Penny?
No, Johnny, I'll be right down.
Swell.
Well, just go in and sit down, Mr. Keith.
Yeah, I will, Nora, but look, I want to talk to you about something, first chance you have.
All right.
If we don't get to it this afternoon, is it all right if I phone you this evening?
Oh, crickets,
hey,
yes.
What's all this about phoning this evening?
Johnny Keith, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, you're just jealous, Penny. You think I'm falling for Nora, don't you?
Well, I certainly wouldn't blame you if you did.
Did you hear that, Nora? She's given me my freedom to have an open courtship with
her. Oh, Mr. Keith, it isn't fair to tease me like that.
Nora Williams, you're blushing.
Oh, I am not. It's just warm in here. I'm going upstairs in the baby's room where it's a little cool.
Oh, she's cute. You know, you really shouldn't tease her like that. She might take you seriously.
And I might take her out.
Now you're teasing me.
Aren't you conceited, though? You think you're the only girl in the world?
No, of course not.
Wrong again, young lady. As far as I'm concerned, you are.
Johnny Keith, stop being silly.
All right, I will, and come right to the point of my visit. And it's not going to be silly.
Johnny, look. I'm going to stop you before you even start this time.
Well, how do you know what I'm going to say?
You're going to ask me once more to quit my job with Mrs. Carlton.
Hey, what are you, a mind reader?
No, I'm not a mind reader, but I can read the expression on your face. And you only look that determined when you're trying to talk me out of something that you know I can't be talked out of.
Isn't there any chance, Penny?
No, Johnny, there's no chance. I'm going right ahead with my plans.
Mm-hmm. Plans complete?
Just about. Which means that I'll start doing things now, and before long it'll be over. So why don't you do a very smart thing, Johnny?
What?
Relax. Forget about me and my job till it's over, and then you can see for yourself what I've done and why I did it.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not going to have any choice in the matter.
Good. Now you are being smart. Oh, Johnny, trust me, will you? Trust me when I say everything will be all right. It hurts me when I know that I'm the cause of so much worry to so many others. And if I could just make you and all the others believe in me and believe in what I'm doing, I'd be a lot happier.
Okay, Penny, if it'll make you happier, I won't bother you about this again. But I want you to know you have many friends who are more than willing to help you anytime you want and ask for help.
Hello?
Hello, this is Johnny Keith. Who's this, Nora?
Oh, yes, Mr. Keith, this is Nora.
Oh, good, Nora. I promised to phone you this evening, remember?
Yes, I remember.
Good. You alone?
Yes, I am. Miss Gibbs is going to see Mrs. Carlton, but she'll be back in a little while, I think.
Uh-huh. Well, look, Nora, I'm going to have to ask you to do something I know you don't want to do.
Oh, I'll be glad to do anything I can for you, Mr. Key.
Well, Nora, this is something you can do, all right, but I'm afraid you're not going to be glad to do it.
Crickets, I'm not. Why?
Well, because in a way it isn't nice. But it's something I'm sure you'll understand you have to do, nice or not.
Golly, it sounds mysterious. What is it?
Well, it's not mysterious, Nora. It's just something I know is against your principles. You see, Miss Gibbs has made you promise not to tell us anything about it, hasn't she?
Yes, she asked me to promise several times.
Yeah, I thought so. Which means you know a little bit about what she's doing and what her future plans are, don't you?
Well, not very much, Mr. Keith.
But enough.
Enough for what?
Enough for us to anticipate her moves and protect her while she's making them.
Oh.
Nora, you've got to tell us anything that she tells you.
Who's us, Mr. Keith?
Professor Rogers, Freddie Lang, and I.
Oh.
Nora, will you do that for us? You'll be doing it for Miss Gibbs, too, even if she made you promise.
I'll tell you something, Mr. Keith.
What's that?
I haven't promised Miss Gibbs anything at all. She thinks I have because she trusts me. But I've worded things in such a way that I can tell you everything I know and not be breaking a promise. If I know anything, I'll tell you right away. And now I am making a promise.
Is Nora going to find out anything about Penny and her trip to New York? Will Penny be followed there and her important plans destroyed? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. During these winter days, you've probably discovered this. Your family always has a keen, hearty appetite. But it's no problem satisfying everyone when you serve Kroger Quality Beef. It's everybody's favorite main dish. And Kroger Quality Beef is the beef you can count on being the very best right now. What a welcome home for your family when they find it's Kroger Quality Beef for dinner. What a pleasant surprise to find beef stew, or a delicious, magnificently juicy steak, or a mouth-watering roast of beef. Whatever their favorite may be, your family is going to be mighty happy to find the tasty, nourishing beef dish on their own dinner table. So hurry up and get Kroger Quality Beef at your Kroger store. And remember, Kroger Quality Beef, an exclusive Kroger feature, is deliciously tender and juicy, and it's at your Kroger store now. Now your local announcer.